could the wild hunter join you set and tap at the shop?
There's a story about a king's son. Now, about, you know, this, they told you the story about the 12 swans. It was a witch who caused that, you know. But there's a story of a king's son who got married to this particular woman, beautiful girl. I mean, he was from one kingdom, and he went to her kingdom to marry her, you know. And the clause was that when his father died, you know, the girl would come home with him to see his father. Mm-hmm. When he was only a year married, and they had one baby, when his father died, and he took his wife and the kid, he was taking them with him to Ireland to see his, to go to his father's funeral. And of course, everything is in my boat that time. And when they're coming along in the boat, the king's son felt tired, and he said he'd go down below in the boat and rest himself. And the people sailing the boat, you know, didn't pass any heed about the woman and the baby. She was lying, sitting in a nice place on the side of the boat. And all of a sudden, she saw a stone boat passing her boat. The boat was made of stone. Mm. And inside the boat was a witch. And her nose was driving the boat. The nose was that crooked. She was driving the boat like an engine, the boat. And she put in her hand and grabbed the child. And she grabbed the woman too. She took the child herself into the boat. And she put the young wife into the stone boat, and she told, "Away you go, stone boat, and don't stop till you come to the king of the underground." And the stone boat disappeared, and the witch figured herself as the woman of the young woman that the prince's son was married, the prince was married to. She put herself in that image, and she had the baby with her. But the baby was rolling, crying, and he wouldn't stop crying. And the king's son, when he woke up, was wondering, why is it that the baby won't stop crying? Mm-hmm. Because he never cried before. And they took the baby home, and he never stopped crying. It was like rain, the tears coming out of his eyes when they arrived home in Ireland. And they got a woman to look after the child, and he stopped crying the minute the woman got a hold of him. And this image and his wife remained with him. And he couldn't make out why is it the change had come on his wife. She was so different to the woman he married. And one day, she used to stay in her room. The father died, now she was queen, of course. That's what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And two young boys were passing the door, and they heard the voice inside. This is what the witch was saying to herself. Roly poly, roly poly, roly poly. This is the word she was saying. I'll be queen, I'll be queen, I'll be queen. And the two young fellas who was working in the palace, you know, the king, didn't know the devil what she was talking about. They thought the queen was going mad. They know it was her. So they stayed around. And that evening they came to the door again and they heard the same thing. And they looked through the keyhole. And the floor opened up. And out came the biggest feast that you ever put down before anybody. And they saw this queen eating it all up. Every ounce of it. And they wondered, because they had heard the rumor that she wouldn't eat anything when she sat at the table, that the king was so worried, the young prince, he was king now, that she would die, she wouldn't eat anything. This is what she was getting the food. Mm. Well, anyway, they told. They didn't want to tell, but they finally told the maid who was looking after the baby. You know, about it. You know. And she told the king. And he came to the room and he saw this, you know, and he went into the room and he slashed with the sword at the hand that was holding up the food to give to the witch, that's what she was. Mm-hmm. And the hand fell. Giant fell, and his own wife appeared out of the floor. She was chained down. She was chained down to this giant who was the witch's son. And the minute the witch saw this, she dropped dead and she fell into a pool of blood on the floor. And he got his corn queen, came back to him, and then he knew that was it wasn't his own queen he was living with all this time, you know. And when the two boys who told the story, they were well rewarded for their trouble, you know. And the witch never bothered them after that. And the young little prince, when he saw his mother, he flew into her arms right away.
Tá an taifeadta seo faoi chóipeart, tá cosca de ausaid agus é de Skype a gan chéad.